It's Shelley Rome's Entertainment Report.
There have been plenty of revelations during the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. Here are a few grabbing headlines. Johnny and WandaVision's Paul Bettany exchanged texts about burning, drowning, and doing other things to Heard. Depp accused Heard of pooping on his side of the bed and pulling the covers up. And Amber admitted hitting Johnny while she was on Ambien. She's also on tape begging him not to harm himself. Pretty heavy stuff. The trial continues today. The man Mike Tyson was filmed hitting on an airplane has lawyered up. Attorney Matt Morgan says Melvin Townsend III is a huge Tyson fan and was overly excited when seeing him aboard the plane. He also denies his client threw a water bottle at the boxer. A source close to Melvin says he's overwhelmed by the incident, his injuries, and the media attention. Jon Stewart was honored last night with the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Humor at the Kennedy Center, and it was a star-studded event. Among the stars celebrating Stewart were Samantha Bee, Steve Carell, Dave Chappelle, Gary Clark Jr., Stephen Colbert, and Pete Davidson. Shaquille O'Neal is cool with his daughters living at home when they hit age 18, but his sons have gotta go. Shaq has 6 kids and said on the Pivot podcast, "I like my girls a little bit better because as a man, you have to protect and provide and love your woman." He added, "You know how boys are. My boys, you bring something in front of them and they're gone." And finally, Jimmy Fallon has tapped Shawn Mendes to co-host The Tonight Show with him on Friday night. The pair will share the monologue. Shawn will sing When You're Gone and will help interview Jesse Tyler Ferguson. It'll be the 9th time Shawn has been on the show. For even more, check out iHeartRadio.com/Shelley Rome.